Yeah, before we open up the stack, I would just like to ask if either the business manager, Mr. Brooks, or the treasurer, Mr. Blair, would like to add anything to this report.
Yeah, I can interject some information. As of today, KPFK's operating administration account is at $45,988.93. Because of the CARES Act and the PPP funding, we were able to catch up on our vendor spending, and so we're just about caught up. Our savings account is at $1,051, and most of that has been depleted because of the COVID-19 and having to utilize those funds for our operating expenses. Post-COVID, our February fund drive came in at $510,716, of which $650,000 was the goal. For the May 19th to June 30th fund drive, we had some dismal numbers. We came in at $309,262.45, which is about an average of about almost $8,000 a day. Let's see. Because of COVID-19, we also had to borrow $34,196 from Pacifica Foundation affiliate, of which $12,000 is still owed, and we plan on making that payment tomorrow, and then also the next payment in August for $11,000 each. As of June 30th, 2020, our listener support revenue is down by 14%, and total revenue is down by 22%. Total operating expenses are down by 5%. Let's see what else I wanted to add. As Anil stated, we are in the process of doing our fiscal year 2021 budget, and we're in the process of doing a second pass. So we have every intentions of making that 25 to 30% cut in operating expenses.
Oh, Barry, if I may add, and the board may add these two bits of information too, we have phased out two positions, at least temporarily, as part of our payroll or workforce reduction. We've phased out our digital content manager. We've also phased out our volunteer coordinator, and these things are on hold. I know volunteership is very important both to Pacifica and to KPFK, but given that we're in the shutdown, we put that on ice for now. Due to the confines of the CBA, I've had to move those employees into hourly positions onto the board and working the board, but we've also reduced the number of people working in production as we've trained people to work from home and to do their programs from home. So that's helped. The only downside to the whole shutdown is that we've had to increase the number of hours that our board operators are working because of the music programmers, which traditionally they come in and they run the board themselves. So we're still in shutdown mode, and you know, things are going to change once we open up. And when I say things may change, we may see a reduction in the hourly employee costs as well. But again, we have to do it within the confines of the CBA or negotiate terms or temporary terms given our fiscal or given our financial circumstances. That's it.
Pauline, okay, there's a request for information.
Okay, I also want to add that we did make our central services payment for June and July, but that still makes us $184,145 in arrears for the last 2 years in order to catch up for central services. And then beyond that, back to 2012 going forward, we're like $150,000 off our central services.
Okay. Mr.
So that's
Blair,
it.
Chair, can we hear from the treasurer? Can we hear from the KPFK treasurer as well?
I'm trying, Mr. Reyes, I'm trying to do that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Blair, did you have anything to add?
I'm here. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we just heard a typical report by our general manager, Aniel Fields. Very positive and happy talk. So I want to get, I suppose my report is more on the realistic side. I've been looking, I sent out my treasurer's report from, I believe it was June of this year. And I have a couple, on the third page, I have two tables indicating the fund drive reports for the last 2 years for FY, fiscal year 19 and fiscal year 20. And the prominent feature of those fund drive reports is that there's been a constant decline in income over the last 2 years. The fund drives, as I indicate, the fund drive daily averages, which is a key parameter that we use to measure fund drives. The daily average for fiscal year 19 was in the $20,000 range per day. And for fiscal year 19, the daily average for the fund drives October through February were in the $15,000 range. Hello, I'm hearing noise on the line. Sounds like somebody's rattling dishes or something. In any case, so from those tables, obviously, we are not doing that well. In NIDA's latest financials that they sent out yesterday for June, KPFK is down by revenue or income is down by 22%. For May, the revenue had been down by 26%, which is the worst of all the Pacifica stations. I noticed that the revenue, I'll report on the other stations, revenue is down for KPFA by 9%. KPFT is second worst at 17%. WBAI revenue is down by 3%. WPFW's revenue is down by 13%. And I'll leave it at that. KPFK's financial problems didn't start with the COVID-19 pandemic in March. As I say, indicated, it's been progressively getting worse over the last 2 years. Part of our problem at the KPFK Finance Committee is that it's just been getting documents out of management for the last 2 years. Management put a hold on us getting financial documents in January, and we haven't returned to getting documents since until April. I think I want to stop at this point. I think I've thrown it up there to indicate the local finance committee's displeasure with how things have been going. During the COVID-19 pandemic, our daily average during the soft fund drive from April through May was down to $7,000 a day. I know that management has reported that we made $309,000 in June during the June fund drive, the soft fund drive, but I'm sort of skeptical of that. I still need to see more information to be convinced that those numbers are real, and it's those seem like an outlier to me in many ways. We don't know if that's going to continue. We're still getting used to the new Allegiance system, and we're not we need to get more information about how realistic the numbers we're actually getting are. So I'm going to leave it at that. Okay? Thank you.
Well, Chair, if I may respond on some of those points. This is Daniel.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Lawrence to the stack.
And Lydia to the stack.
Yeah,
may I respond to some of those points?
I'll give you 90 seconds, Mr. Fields, to respond.
Okay, I understand. I'll go through this quickly. One, I do have for just a point of information or whatever you call it. Fred, I find your words and the way that you talk to me very condescending and disrespectful when I've done nothing but respect you. Moving on to the COVID-19, we have no illusions that the COVID-19 or said the COVID-19 was the reason why we've been financially failing. If you go back to what I said in my intro, I did talk about how finances were and some of the steps we've taken to address those and some of the proposals. In the talk about getting financial documents, there was a motion from the board to require us to provide financial documents the month of without the books being closed. I found it prudent because in these financial meetings, we would talk about numbers before the books were closed, only to have those numbers change once they were closed. What I did propose was that after each month and the books are closed, Barry and I would talk with NEDA to ensure that the reporting was accurate and that we'd make any adjustments or correct any errors as necessary. I've always wanted to have NEDA involved with our financial operation on a month-to-month basis or every other month. I did propose quarterly because I don't want to take up too much of their time, but I still find it necessary for the station to engage with NEDA, and for that I end my rebuttal.
Chair?
What else?
This is Chris Corey.
Chair, you may be muted.
Chair, are you muted?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was muted. Chris, yeah, you wanted to be on the stack, so go ahead.
Thank you. All right. So first of all, I wanted to point out that, you know, there was a small amount of good news in the year-to-date books coming out of KPFK, and that's that the expense category, and this is true for all the stations, by the way. The stations are managing their expenses reasonably well. There was a decline in expenses. I'm a little bit concerned that although health insurance premiums were up at KPFK as well as most of the other stations, I was concerned that the budget was being balanced at the expense of development, and that is actually kind of standard practice throughout Pacifica. It worries me a bit. We should have a more a global conversation about this, a more coherent company-wide policy kind of discussion about development and its impacts on revenues, et cetera, at some later date. But I think the thing that I want to ask, and anyone from KPFK that can answer this, I would really appreciate it. There are two stations that are languishing in the sort of the fundraising at a station is I take the membership, I take the listener revenue, and I divide it by the membership, and I come up with a number. And that number falls into a fairly narrow range, as it turns out. It's generally between $160 and $240 per member per year. And there are two stations that are the very low end of that spectrum, and they are KPFK and BAI. And BAI's numbers have improved slightly, but KPFK's numbers have continued to decline and are now below $160 per member per year. I'm wondering if anybody from KPFK has any explanation for why the dollars per member, per listener member, continue to drop at that station. Thank you.
If I may postulate, Corey, thank you for asking that question and highlighting the very importance of development. And that should also be in our conversations when we're projecting revenues and creating budgets. In terms of an explanation of why those numbers drop, I would say it's due in part to a number of things. I don't think there's any one thing. It's a confluence of things. Poor donor stewardship, the chaos that's allowed to go on for too long in the membership department, I did have to increase hours of one of those employees to just act as a donor service, a.k.a. customer service, because we would have donors that would want their money back. They would pledge for this premium and ask for their money back, and that, of course, would affect our averages as well. Now, we've been on a decline for members for a very long time, and I think it's because, one, we've strayed away from our messaging and the donor stewardship and development of the station engagement with those donors.
For money back? No, I mean it.
Chair, am I next? Lawrence?
Chair, can you read the list of on the stack? I think you're muted.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. I have Lydia on the stack and Lawrence. I don't know who else. Does anybody else want to be on the stack?
Goodman. I was on the stack.
Jan?
And
Jan
I would
Goodman?
Like to remain on the stack.
And Grace.
Yes, thank you.
And Grace.
Grace.
Okay. All right, so we'll start with Lydia.
Yes, my question is for Barry. So, Barry, you made a central services payment today?
Yesterday, I think.
Yesterday. Okay, thank you. And so I want to know what is, let's see, I have the figure that Tamara sent me was for KPFK, $147,316. Is that after or before the payment?
I believe that's after the payment.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody repeat her question? I couldn't hear it at all, Jan.
She asked if a figure that
I asked for a clarification on what is owed in central services, because I noticed they just sent like $34,000 or $36,000. In past central services. So the spreadsheet that I sent to the board that Tamara provided says $147,316. What I didn't have clarification on was whether that was before or after the payment that was just made. And he said this is after the payment. KPFK and central services owes $147,316. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you, Chair. So we're close to 10 minutes from the expiration of this item, just to let you know. You know, one of the reasons that I give, and I have a working-class budget, and as you know, Annielle, and I try to give as according to that budget. And the reason I give is because I like the programming. Now, one of the things, and I think, you know, there's the biggest room in the world is the room for improvement, right? And I think programming could improve. And I think the increase of listeners will increase as well. And we will start to get some of our members back and get out of this crisis. So I received the report, and I don't know if you did as well. I'm going to refer to it. It's from Kim Kaufman, who's the KPFK LSB chair of the Finance Committee. Did you happen to read that? Because it's a very alarming report. She says the overall decay of the organization is currently exemplified by KPFK's complete collapse, and this is a result of some of the decisions that the PNB have made and some of the decisions that that she doesn't want to relegate to relative newcomers. Did you happen to read that report?
I did read that report, and I did.
Hold on, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished yet.
Yeah.
90 seconds, Lawrence.
Hold on. Okay, I just need 15 more seconds. The question that I have is, I appreciate you cooperating and allowing me to do the director's inspection. That shed a lot of information to the KPFK Finance Committee, and they have been trying to collaborate with you to develop a budget for the coming fiscal year. Have you had the opportunity to work with the chair and the treasurer and the Finance Committee on that?
Not directly, and I have my own personal reasons as to why not that I won't share here because it is a personnel matter. But, however, I have cooperated, have met pretty much every deadline in terms of doing the budget. As I said earlier, this has been an extremely busy month. Not that I'm trying to avoid this, but in a number of the station's priorities, such as EEO reports, I'm wrapping up a $250,000 grant, which our letter of intent was approved, and we're hoping to at least get some of that money. However, I am not illusioned that things are all happy and all good. However, I am a solutions-oriented general manager and person, so I'm looking for the solutions. Kim Kaufman is absolutely right. It isn't just one person or one place. And yes, Kim Kaufman is right in saying that a collapse of a collapse of KPFK would mean a collapse of Pacifica. We have definitely been one of the cornerstones of Pacifica. So when I ask things like, can we get a little bit of relief from Central Services, which I'm appreciative of that we owe you guys or owe the national office and we're able to make those payments, but I'm also looking for collaboration and coming up with solutions to get us out of it. Also to recognize why we are in the situation we're in. You know, you can't lay it all on me. These are things that have been happening for many, many, many years. And as Corey alluded to, we need to have more development conversations. And I know in the last meeting you spoke about that too, Lawrence, and I praise you for that. And I thank you for your donations because I do see them when they come in, and you do donate regularly more often than many other board members.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Goodman, you're next on the stack.
I wanted to address the question about average donations going down, and I wanted to ask Aniel if he remembers ever hearing this, and Chris, maybe I'm the only one who heard it, when Tom Livingston told us that who I see as a extremely competent, experienced, and expert on community-funded radio stations. And he said that our average donation was too high. And I asked him, how could our average be too high? It's very counterintuitive. And he said, we need, you know, a station like ours needs more low-end $25, $35 donations in order to have a broader base. And I don't know how that fits into the average donation being higher, but I wanted to find out if anybody else remembers him saying that and maybe suggesting that we start going after more lower donations, because I rarely hear anybody asking for $25 on the air. Thank you.
If I may ask, you know, this is we really won't know until we finish this migration onto Allegiant, and we'll be able to do some really, really deep dives. Some of the information I'm able to look at now, such as zip codes and being able to spot a small donor or a donor that may give $100 and that they live in a $2 million home. That's based on public information. We're going to approach that donor in a particular way. But in terms of the average, engaging donors, qualitative data, my instincts and from my experience and engagement with the donors and listeners is that, one, the donor stewardship has been very, very poor. I mean, I've had to talk to donors for hours and follow up just to bring them back to the table. I also think we have an aging, we all have aging donor base, but we're not replenishing them fast enough. And this is one of my fears and warnings that I had mentioned in the beginning of my tenure, that we really need to grow our 35 to 55-year-old audience and bring them in as donors, because they're going to be the donors of tomorrow. I really am worried that we're not going to be, if we don't make a concerted effort and get on the same page of development, we may have a smaller donor base 10 years from now, or even 5 years from now, if we exist that long, because that population is starting to die out. the strong, staunch supporters of Pacifica that have been giving for 40, 50 years.
This is Lydia. Mr. Chair?
Alex, you keep dropping off the call.
I'm sorry, I was muted again. Yeah, Grace is next on the stack, and Lydia,
after the others, yes.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Okay, KPFK's vital statistics have been declining for a number of years. Before Mr. Fields started as the general manager this time around, it's a serious problem. All radio is seeing similar trends as well as other media. This is not to say that it's anyone's fault in particular, the governance or the management, but the situation is what the situation is. Because KPFA and KPFK have traditionally had gross incomes much higher than the other three stations, the national office depends on the central services from KPFA and KPFK. So shortfalls at the two big stations really are harmful to the network as a whole and can't be sustained. So roughly speaking, the expenses at KPFK on an annual basis are about $3 million, a little more than $3 million a year. Monthly expenses are $300,000. Currently, our income has been about $150,000, meaning that we are losing about $150,000 a month, which is absolutely unsustainable. The solutions that Mr. Fields is proposing are really good solutions, but they're medium to long-range solutions. We cannot deal with the negative cash flow that's occurring.
90 seconds.
It needs an immediate fix, and the only way to fix that is with significant expense reductions as soon as possible, because we cannot, this foundation will sink if these shortfalls are allowed to persist. It's not anyone's necessarily fault, but we need to stop the bleeding, and then we can work for medium and short and long range solutions.
I would like to say something as well before I give the floor to the executive director. If you've seen the some of these statistics about NPR stations recently, they are way down in terms of contributions and listeners. And the big reason for that is people are not commuting to work, or not nearly in the same numbers they have been as a result of this coronavirus pandemic. And I would think that in the Los Angeles area, in which so much is dependent on commuting, let's face it, a lot of people do not listen to radio if they're not in their cars, particularly people in the younger demographics. So on top of all these structural issues, we have this immediate kind of situation, and it is really an emergency at this point. And we need to address it. Go ahead.
So I was going to support what the comment that Jan made. When I started, as some of you know, there had been some funds that had never been downloaded that had been donated on Visa and PayPal on our national site, and all of those, and it totaled $27,000. That was the result of $10 a month recurring payments. To me, that was enormously moving that we have listeners and supporters that donate regularly at $10 a month. In this economy, there needs to be, if we could get like a million listeners at a particular station, a dollar a month would be great, wouldn't it? So certainly if we can start stressing, as Jan said, the $25 and not focus, and still focus on the other amounts, I'm not saying not, but include, and let's be mindful of the fact that everybody is apprehensive. So right now, even though they may have the money, they may not be, they may start thinking, well, maybe I won't splurge on this, or I have to cut back on my charitable donations and so forth. So the amounts may not be as much or as regular, but we should be mindful of numbers, even if they're in the lower range in terms of donations. And I had another thought that just eluded me. Oh, no, okay. So the other metric that people don't look at, that some of you may or may not know, that Bolina is on the lower end, or yes, the lower end of the age range of the board, and she's not going to say this, so I will. But her show on Facebook streams 13,000 listeners of her Spanish language show. And these may or may not be people who can contribute a lot, but what we learned in the past is that people, when they start out, especially if you come from an immigrant Spanish language community, that once they progress, and hopefully with a new administration that will happen, and if they're younger folks and they get older and they have more secure jobs and they start giving more and more. That has been my experience with the people I've spoken to. So because she is on that end of the age spectrum, that she makes better use of social media in ways that we don't. All of us may check I check my Twitter account every day and whatever, but in terms of maximizing that to benefit our station rather than just relying on a professional that we would hire to do social media, it's not necessarily as meaningful as it is for each one of us to share content and drive people to our stations. We don't do enough of it. We think it's very elusive, but it also requires that we have board members and station programmers and so forth that are of that ilk and give of themselves. And she's not driving the listeners to a personal website. She's driving them to the station on her Facebook page. Thank you.
Chair, okay. Timekeeper, we are at time for this item, Chair.
I think I heard
Mr.
Ron
Chair,
wanted to be on the stack.
This is Grace. May I be
We are at time for this item, Chair. You need to spend time.
I know. Do we have a motion to extend for 5 minutes? We do have a closed session.
Mr. Chair, I would like to make a motion to adjourn because we have a great deal of business to do in the closed session. And Aniel, Barry, and Fred will also be in the closed session to talk about the confidential aspects of the KPFK situation.
Okay. Well,
I second that motion, Chair. I second that motion.
Are there any objections to adjourning? Okay, then we will adjourn.